الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي اللهم افتح علينا حكمتك وانشر علينا رحمتك يا ذا الجلال والاكرام والله عز وجل open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us have mercy on us O the one who is the most honorable the most gracious بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله مرحبا اهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers you are watching the early echo and in today's episode and program we are speaking about the remembrance of Madinatul Munawwara so alhamdulillah rabbil alamin dear viewers let's listen to the praises and virtues of reciting durood and salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and thereafter inshallah zawajalla we shall move towards our discussion allahu akbar the magnificence of sweet madinatul munawwara listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting durood pak as the prophet of rahma the intercessor of the ummah the owner of jannah arwahuna fida may our souls be sacrificed at his blessed feet has stated zayyinu majalisakum bis-salati alayya fa inna salatakum alayya nurul lakum yawm al-qiyamah Allahu akbar he the prophet of rahma sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated adorn your gatherings by reciting durood upon me because your recitation of salat upon me will be noor for you on the day of judgment Allahu akbar subh taiba mein hui بٹتا ہے باڑا نور کا صدقلے نے نور کا آیا ہے تارا نور کا جو گدا دیکھو لیے جاتا ہے توڑا نور کا نور کی سرکار ہے کیا اس میں توڑا نور کا تیری نسل پاک میں ہے بچہ بچہ نور کا تو ہے عین نور تیرا سب گھرانہ نور کا صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم Now انشاءاللہ عزوجل If possible, try and bring about the sceneries and the visuals of Madinatul Munawwara in your hearts and in your minds as you listen to this kalam. Shahre Nabi, teri galiyon ka naqsha hi kuch aisa hai. Alhamdulillah, when we do return, we shall continue with our discussions, discussing the beautiful and sacred city of Madinatul Munawwara. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Taiba, 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 Madina, 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 Taiba, Shahr-e-Nabi teri galiyon ka نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
خلد بھی ہے مشتاق زیارہ جلوہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے خلد بھی ہے مشتاق زیارہ جلوہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے
سکون دے، آنکھ کو ٹھنڈک، جلوہ گی کچھ ایسا ہے، دل کو سکون دے، آنکھ کو ٹھنڈک، جلوہ گی کچھ ایسا ہے، فرش زمیں پر عرش بری ہو، لگتا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، فرش زمیں پر عرش بری ہو، لگتا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
سبط نبی گئے پوچھتے نبی پر اور سجدے کی حالت ہے، سبط نبی گئے پوچھتے نبی پر اور سجدے کی حالت ہے، آقا نے تسبیح بڑھا دی، بیٹا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، آقا نے تسبیح بڑھا دی، بیٹا ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
عرش معلی سر پہ اٹھائے، طائر سدرا آنکھ لگائے، عرش معلی سر پہ اٹھائے، طائر سدرا آنکھ لگائے، پتھر بھی قسمت چمکائے، تلوار ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، پتھر بھی قسمت چمکائے، تلوار ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
رب کے سوا دیکھا نہ کسی نے، فرشی ہو یا عرشی ہو، رب کے سوا دیکھا نہ کسی نے، فرشی ہو یا عرشی ہو، ان کی حقیقت کے چہرے پر پردہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، ان کی حقیقت کے چہرے پر پردہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے،
خم ہے یا جمشید و سکندر اس میں کیا حیرانی ہے، خم ہے یا جمشید و سکندر اس میں کیا حیرانی ہے، ان کے غلاموں کا اے اختر رتبہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، ان کے غلاموں کا اے اختر رتبہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے۔
شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے، شہر نبی تیری گلیوں کا نقشہ ہی کچھ ایسا ہے۔
جب سے قدم پڑے ہیں رسالت ماب کے، جنت بنا ہوا گئے مدینہ حضور کا۔
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ، واٹ اے بیوٹیفل ریسیٹیشن ڈیئر ویورز آف مدنی چینل، اینڈ وی ور سینگ دا ویژولز آف مدینۃ المنورہ۔ ایوری لور اینڈ ایوری عاشق always desires to go to the city of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Remember that the only the remembrance of Madinatul Munawwara brings about a smile on the faces of the devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The devotees of Medina, the hearts get excited out of happiness. The environment turns blissful. Tears of joy fall from their eyes of some people, dear viewers, when they hear the dhikr of Madinatul Munawwara. Allahu Akbar. The lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crave due to separation from Madinatul Munawwara. And the words of Medina, 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 Medina are heard emanating from the tongues of those ushaq and lovers of the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara, to the extent, Allahu Akbar, dear viewers of Madini channel, that people write poems and kalams and qasidas in the love of this beautiful city of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we should also be restless in longing for it and hoping to visit these two sacred lands, Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadaha Allahu sharfan wa ta'zeema. May Allah azza wa jalla take us there, dear viewers of Madini channel. Allahu Akbar. And we of course will now listen to some beautiful ahadith and narrations with regards to the city of Madinatul Munawwara. Dear viewers, firstly we should remember there are some amazing specialities about the city of Madinatul Munawwara, and these specialities, Allahu Akbar, are something that we should mention. But before we even mention about the specialities of Madinatul Munawwara, I want to bring about a parable. Remember, when a person goes to Medina, he is the guest of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar. And people are receiving help from Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as the companions would receive help from the master during his apparent lifetime. Allahu Akbar. Listen to this fragrant narration, as it is stated that there was a villager, a Bedouin, Allahu Akbar. And Hazrat Sayyiduna Muhammad bin Harb Hilali rahmatullahi ta'ala states that once I was present in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. An Arab villager known as a Bedouin also came and requested in the following manner. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the true book which Allah has revealed upon you has this verse, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ التَّوَّابَ الرَّحِيمَ. اللہ اکبر. Translation from Kanz al-Iman Sharif. This villager recited this verse, dear viewers. And if, when they do injustice to their souls by committing sins, then, O beloved, they should come to your august court and seek forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jalla, and the messenger intercedes for. So they would definitely find Allah the greatest acceptor of repentance, the most merciful. O my master, by asking for forgiveness of my sins from Allah, I present myself in your court and I make you my intercessor in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla, saying this. Allahu Akbar. As yani, he is repenting from his sins, he is making tawbah by asking forgiveness for his sins from Allah Azza wa Jalla, for his sins to be pardoned through the sadqa and wasila of Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The person started crying And then he began to recite these ash'ar. What couplets now he's reciting, and he's saying, رُوحِ الْفِدَاءُ لِقَبْرِ أَنْتَ سَاكِنُهُ. Allahu Akbar. He said, may my life be sacrificed upon the blessed grave in which you are resting. فِيهِ الْعِفَافُ وَفِيهِ الْجُودُ وَالْكَرَمُ. That contains a very big treasure of chastity, generosity, forgiveness, and grace. Allah, Allah, Allah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, this person cries, that person kept on reciting these couplets, Ya Rasulullah, I seek forgiveness for my sins, I seek forgiveness for my sins. And after asking for forgiveness with tearful eyes, he left. Hazrat Sayyidina Muhammad bin Harb Hilali, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, states that when I slept, I saw the Holy Prophet ﷺ in my dream. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to me, go meet that Arab villager and give him the good news that Allah has accepted his forgiveness due to my intercession. Allah, 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 Allah. Kya baat hai, subhanallah, dear viewers of Madini Channel. This is the status and this is the shan and this is the excellence of Mustafa Jani Rahmat sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he interceded for that person despite leaving this physical world, dear viewers. Subhanallah. So we are the lovers of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is alive and he is beyond our sight. As Allah Hazrat says, tu zinda hai wallah, tu zinda hai wallah, mere chashme alam se chup jane wale. Allahu Akbar. From this parable, it is made very apparent to us that the crying of the Arab villager, his craving and pleading in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yani his act of shedding tears in the court of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, actually helped him. Jiha. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the good news of his forgiveness. So we come to know that even today, aaj bhi, the treasure of forgiveness is distributed from the court and darbar of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aaj bhi, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes sinners under his merciful refuge. Even today, jo waha jaate hain, unki murade puri hoti hai. Ji haan, the duas are accepted. Even today, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the difficulties of those who are struggling type of people, struggling with difficulties and adversities, are removed, and even today people's desires and du'as are accepted at the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So in today's age, there will be many people in the world that have a lot of money, travel the world, haan puri dunya ghume honge, lekin they have been deprived from visiting the holy city of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then they have seen nothing. Whereas on the other hand, there may be people, aisa ho sakta, who did not have any money or means for traveling to Medina, but they're crying, they're yearning, they're continuous praying, Allahu Akbar, and their sincere efforts for the holy visit of Madinatul Munawwara bore fruits. Kaisa intizam hua, kab hua, kaise hua, unko khud pata nahi hoga. This is when the call of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes. Circumstances are changed for the better, and eventually they were blessed with the vision of the green, beautiful dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Hai, 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 hai. Madina is liye attar, jaano dil se hai pyara, ke rehte hai mere aqa, mere dilbar, Madine mein. Keep on crying to go to the city of Madinatul Munawwara, dear viewers of Madini Channel. Allahu Akbar. And you will definitely see the blessings of that. Now, with regards to some of the specialities that we want to mention, inshallah azza wa jalla, we learn from this parable that difficulties are removed when a person goes to Madinatul Munawwara. Many such, awliya and saliheen presented themselves in the state of hunger just before the golden chamber. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam helped many people, and there are many such accounts that we learn when we read and go through the pages in history and related to the visits of Madinatul Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated himself, whoever comes to Medina with the intention of visiting me shall be under my safety on the day of Qiyamah. Whoever makes Medina his living place and remains patient upon the difficulties in Medina on the Day of Judgment, I shall be his witness and will intercede for him. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Aur suniye khush khabri. Listen to the glad tidings of those who die in the beautiful city of Madinatul Munawwara or Makkatul Mukarrama. As the Prophet says, whoever dies in either cities, Makkah or Medina, Allah Azza wa Jalla will raise that person from the grave in such a manner that he will be in peace from the fear of the Day of Judgment. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What more can any person ask for, dear viewers of Madini Channel, that when he raises from his grave, he raises with peace and harmony. Allahu Akbar. The leader of the Malikis, look at his humbleness, his andaz and his style when it comes to showing respect. And from this, a person can measure and understand that when this is the respect of a ashik for the city of the beloved, then what level of muhabba and love would he possess for the owner of that city itself, for the master of the world, Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Imam Malik, who is the leader of the Malikis, was a great devotee and is a great devotee of Rasulullah sallam, and would respect the city of Madinatul Munawwara so much. Although he lived in Medina, he would go outside the city and the boundaries of the haram in order to answer the call of nature. Aap khud soche. It is something which is so natural. But this is his respect for Medina. This is his love and devotion for Medina. That even when it comes to answering the call of nature, jo ek nature ki baat hai, it's something which is part of nature. But his love and respect for Medina is such that he would feel shy and disrespect to answer the call of nature in the city. Rather, he would feel peace when he would leave the boundaries of the Haram Sharif and he would go out on the outskirts and answer the call of nature. Allahu Akbar. To this extent, dear viewers of Madini Channel, to this extent that Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, who is the leader of millions of Shafi'is in the world, he says, I once saw some beautiful and magnificent Egyptian or Persian horses tied at the door of Imam Malik. Yani these horses were at his doorstep. So before this, I had never seen such excellent horses. I said to him, how excellent these horses are. So Imam Malik then said, I give you all the horses as a gift. Imam Malik presented those horses as a tuhfa and hadiyah in the bargah of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. So I requested to him that, why don't you just keep one or two for yourself? Aapne to sare ghode mujhe de diye. You have gifted all of these horses to me. So Imam Malik replied, he says, I feel shy from Allah Azza wa Jalla that the blessed ground of Medina should be stamped upon by the hooves of my horse where the Holy Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is resting. I feel shy and sharam that my horse would run and stamp its hooves on the ground beneath which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. Can you imagine where the minds of the ushaq will go, dear viewers? Allah, 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 Allah. So it is a city of removing all the gham, all the takleef, all the pareshani. Jitne bhi takaleef ho, banda waha ek martaba jaye, to uske problems hal ho jaya karte hain. Hai hai. Yes, ji haan, problems get hal. The poet says very beautifully. Shair ne kaha,
jis mara ho ghamon ne, jise ghera ho dukhon ne, jise mara ho ghamon ne, jise ghera ho dukhon ne, mera mashwara hai usko, wo Madina ho ke aaye, mera mashwara hai usko, wo Madina ho ke aaye, mera mashwara hai usko.
Allah, Allah. It is the mashwara of the poet. He says that if anyone is surrounded by problems and calamities and adversities, you don't know where to go from there, he says, go to Medina. Go to Madinatul Munawwara and your problems will be resolved. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. See Imam Malik, how much he loved the blessed Medina and how much he respected Madinatul Munawwara. As he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, was also the scholar of Medina. He was a great teacher. He was a great alim. Respect and adab of this bargah was embedded in his nature, not only in his heart. Whereas knowledge and respect are both a great necessity in our society today, dear viewers of Madinatul Channel. If we have the wealth of knowledge, you will have the ability to respect as well. There are many people out there who claim to be knowledgeable, but they are not found respecting Madinatul Munawwara. They speak bad about the food of Medina, about the weather of Medina, about the environment of Madinatul Munawwara. People are found complaining about the heat and about the stay and about how they stayed over there. Allah, Allah, Allah. Whether it is the hardships of your journey, Ala Hazrat says, Garmi hai, tap hai, dard hai, kulfat safar ki hai. गर्मी है, तप है, दर्द है, कुलफत सफर की है. अरे ना शुक्र ये तो देख अजीमत की दर की है, ना शुक्र ये तो देख अजीमत की दर की है. वी शुड फर्स्ट पॉन्डर एंड रिफ्लेक्ट ओवर द एनवायरमेंट. वे हैव यू ट्रेवल टू? अल्लाहु अकबर. इट इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट फॉर यू टू टेक ईच एंड एवरी स्टेप विद कॉशन, एंश्योरिंग दैट इमेंस रिस्पेक्ट इज ऑब्जर्व्ड. कहीं गलती ना हो जाए, कहीं यहां कोई मुझसे गुनाह ना हो जाए. आला हज़रत से हरम की जमी और कदम रख के चलना, हरम की जमी और कदम रख के चलना. अरे सर का मौका है ओ जाने वाले. दिस इज द प्लेस ए पर्सन शुड गो हेडलॉन्ग. ही शुडंट वॉक ऑन हिज लेग्स. इट इज द रिस्पेक्ट ऑफ मदीनतुल मुनव्वरा. औलिया अल्लाह रिस्पेक्ट दैट सिटी. देयर आर 70,000 एंजल्स दैट विजिट इन द मॉर्निंग. And there are 70,000 angels that come to the earth and they descend on the earth and they visit the mazar of Rasulullah ﷺ during the evenings. And that 70,000 that appeared and came once to recite salat and salam in the bargah of Mustafa are never given the opportunity and chance to come again, dear viewers. Allahu Akbar. When this place is surrounded by angels and awliyas, Allahu Akbar. So they're showing even the slightest laziness in this manner could result in a major calamity. Jiha. It could cause all your deeds to be ruined. You don't know which action, which gunah of yours in that city could be the reason and the cause for your amals and your actions to be destroyed. I mean, look at a simple action as this. A person criticizes the yogurt. He disrespects the yogurt. Yani jo dahi hai Madinatul Munawwara ki. Us yogurt aur dahi ke baare mein is bande ne kya kaha. So a person would always cry and ask for forgiveness in Medina. This was his style. When he was asked regarding this, he replied once. उसे पूछा गया भाई आप रोते क्यों इतना, तो उस बंदे ने ये रिप्लाई दिया. उसने कहा कि once I said that the yogurt of Medina is sour and defective. As soon as I said this, my sainthood disappeared and I faced the consequences that oh you who call the yogurt of city, of this city, of the beloved Rasul as sour and defective. Oh the one who criticized the yogurt of the city, look with the eyes of love. Each and everything in this blessed street of the beloved Rasul is excellent. I heard the sound coming to my ears. I disrespected this and my sainthood was then removed because of disrespecting the yogurt of Madinatul Munawwara. Look, dear viewers of Madini channel, intention is very important. But when it comes to the beloved, everything connected to the beloved becomes sacred. It becomes Mubarak. So may we be sacrificed upon the fate of those who go to Medina. Their destiny is at their peak at that moment. Their fortunes are shining. Their kismat is shining. They are at the peak of attaining blessings. They are at the peak of reaping happiness and blessings. Allahu Akbar. How Allah Azza wa Jalla continuously showers rains of blessings and mercies upon them. People that come from Medina and Makkatul Mukarramah, they come reformed. Ji haan, unke gunah dhul liye jaate hain. They come as they have cried in the court of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So remember, you are very fortunate if you went to Madinatul Munawwara. Keep trying and keep applying from your heart. Submit your application from your heart firstly. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 1400 years back has given the glad tidings for those who visit the city of Madinatul Munawwara. He says in the hadith, Man zara qabri wajabat lahu shafa'ati. Whoever beheld my grave, my intercession has become wajib for him. Allahu Akbar. Jab bhi aap jaye, to there is a beautiful book called Rafiqul Haramain. Jiha. Published by the Publications Department of Da'awat Islami. Get your hands on this book. You can download it from the website or you can purchase it from the bookshops of Da'awat Islami, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, and read this. There are so many virtues and blessings and rules and regulations and masail pertaining to Umrah and Hajj in this book, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla. Your visit will become even more fruitful and beneficial if you read this book, inshallah, obtain some ilm and knowledge with regards to the respect of those sacred lands, inshallah. Angels welcome such a person who becomes the mehman of Madinatul Munawwara. He's welcomed by these angels of mercy, subhanallah, who make dua maghfirat for him, who make dua for mercy for this person. Which other city in the world, which other country in the world has these privileges which Makkah and Madinatul Munawwara have earned? Subhanallah. So to the extent that Rasulullah ﷺ loves Medina so much himself, Mu'asab, he would actually tell the Sahaba Ali Ridwan not to remove the dust from their faces after a journey. And he would say, because even the dust of Medina has shifa. Allahu Akbar. Even that has attained or obtained shifa. It is a means of removal of calamities and adversities. As the poet says, aapke qadam jab se aaye hain Madine mein, zarra zarra roshan hai, aaj bhi Madine ka. Allahu Akbar. Every inch and atom has attained its shine and blissfulness through the arrival of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith, Mu'asab, he says, "Man istata'a an yamuta bil madinati fal yamut biha." Whoever among you can die in Medina, should die in Medina. Why should a person do that? He says, because the one who dies in Madinatul Munawwara, I will intercede for him. Allahu Akbar. I will intercede for the one who dies in Madinatul Munawwara. So, this is an honor, Masa, for the visitors of Madinatul Munawwara. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Amir Ahl Sunnat's visit to Madinatul Munawwara, Masa, we always see the visuals of Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatum Al Aliyah, from time to time. How his andaz and his style of visiting Madinatul Munawwara. With the zikr of Medina, we also make the fikr of Medina. We should try and focus on those points, you know, over and again, reflecting on ourselves, doing introspection is so important, alhamdulillah, because when you love Madinatul Munawwara, a lover will do those actions which will cause Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be pleased and happy with him. He would never do actions and amal that would cause his master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be upsetted. This is our koshish, and for those who are intending to go Madinatul Munawwara, what can be said about the ancient village as Quba, which is situated around 3 kilometers away in the southwest of Madinatul Munawwara, and it has a sacred Masjid, Masjid-e-Quba, which is built over there. And there are virtues of this masjid as well, mentioned in the Quran and hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Rasulullah Kareem sallam would walk in a moderate speed to go to Masjid-e-Quba from Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if this walk is taken, it is written in the books, Mu'asab, it takes about 40 minutes to reach over there. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would go to Masjid-e-Quba every Saturday, sometimes walking and sometimes riding. Allahu Akbar. And this hadith actually is in Bukhari Sharif, Allahu Akbar, that Huzuri Pak would go every Saturdays to visit this masjid. It teaches the lovers that when we go there, inshallah, do those actions which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had done during his physical and apparent lifetime. It is a lesson for us, alhamdulillah. It's always nice to go with a person who has love, devotion, and especially a person who will remind you over and again of the sins that we have committed so that we could repent in the bargah. Otherwise, a lot of people go there, it becomes a shopping spree, it becomes an entertainment place. And this is how shaitan is inviting people. He catches people at the marketplaces. He catches people from the time they made niyyah to go to the city. So instead of earning thawab and reward, he doesn't want a person to do that. He's your open enemy. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubeen is what the Quran has said to us about shaitan. We say shukran to all the viewers. May Allah bless you in both worlds. And we seek your ijaza. We shall be back, inshallah, azawajalla, with another episode. We sign off reminding you our maqsad and mission in this beautiful, fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance.